Many students across the state started school last week, including kids on the Kenai Peninsula. Before the big day, some kids in Homer still needed to check items off their supply lists, and a group in town was there to help. KBBI's Quentin Chandler has more.
On Monday, the food pantry at the Homer United Methodist Church was filled with families lining up for their chance to pick up fish fillets, beans, rice, and other necessities. But before they reached the food, a few split off to get into another line leading into a separate room where the Omicron chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma is set up handing out backpacks full of the things every child needs for school.
Do you like your backpack?
Yeah, a lot.
It has a peace sign on it. It's kind of multicolor.
8-year-old Lana Prescott is going to the third grade this year. She's standing in line with her 11-year-old sister, Michaela, who is moving into the sixth grade.
We're just getting some of our school supplies. Mama saved up school supplies from last year, like pencil boxes and glue sticks and stuff like that.
The girl's mother, Crystal, is on the other side of the room, keeping a close eye. She says the past 2 years, she's gotten as many supplies as possible from the pantry.
Even with one child, the list that they give you at school is so long, even here at the food pantry, they can't provide possibly all the supplies. So I still will have to buy more supplies, but it is a great deal of help.
Helping the parents is what most members of Delta Kappa Gamma say is their motivation.
And the students themselves, they're thrilled. They're thrilled to be able to get a backpack and have most of their supplies in it.
Millie Martin is a member of the service group. She says her children are grown and in their 40s now, but she remembers what it was like to get them ready for that first day of school.
Well, boy, what do we need to have? What do we have to get? And we did have to do that.
But she says she also remembers the lists back then were different.
It was not quite as complex as it appears to be today. It surprises me many times the things that the teachers do ask for that I know some people simply can't afford.
After a quick Google search, I found the supply list for West Homer Elementary, Homer Middle School, and Homer High School. The supplies, of course, varied by grade, but there were similarities in each list. Each kid needed notebook paper, binders, pencils, and erasers. Plus, they needed their arts and crafts supplies, and gym shoes. And then there were calculators and protractors for older kids. When I spoke with West Homer Principal Ray Marshall about Delta Kappa Gamma's work, he had nothing but praise.
We have a large school supply list, I guess, and sometimes it's hard to put together. They do a fantastic job making sure that kids, just removing barriers for children. Every teacher in our school will spend hundreds or thousands of dollars a year on snacks, on school supplies, on, you know, bolstering their professional education. I mean, this is a great helping hand for teachers.
The principal added the current supply list hasn't changed since he started at West Homer, and he doesn't think it's much different from others he's seen throughout his career, even while serving in other states. Delta Kappa Gamma's members say they help about 100 students in the Kachemak Bay area get supplies every school year, and there is always a need for more as the school year moves forward. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.